realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church people will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Amen. Amen. Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Use the promo code Kirk for additional savings.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In the wake of two deadly shootings within a week in the United States, President Biden says the Senate must pass House-approved bills that end background check loopholes.
These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House. This is not and should not be a partisan issue. This is an American issue. It will save lives, American lives. And we have to act. We should also ban assault weapons in the process.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is a big divide between the parties on how to stop the mass killing.
There have been deep-seated philosophical differences between Republicans and Democrats about how to deal with gun violence. One thing we do know for sure is that these shooters are invariably mentally incapacitated. Mentally incapacitated. This is a vexing problem.
Court documents show that the 21-year-old suspect in the Colorado supermarket shooting purchased an assault weapon less than a week before the attack that killed 10 people. A conservative voting rights group says most Americans oppose Democrat efforts to loosen voting requirements. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The conclusion comes from the Honest Elections Project. Based on polling, the group says most Americans oppose looser restrictions demanded by the House-passed H.R. 1. In a memo, the group says, quote, H.R. 1 is out of sync with American voters. Few embrace its particular provisions or its guiding principle that election integrity and voter confidence measures make voting hard and that Congress must impose new laws that eliminate them. The memo was sent to members of Congress and state legislators ahead of Senate debate on H.R. 1. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 308 points, the NASDAQ dropped 149, the S&P 500 lower by 30, crude oil down to $57.76 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas police investigated what is being called a suspicious item shortly after noon today near the Sawyer Building in the 500 block of Washington Avenue. People in the area were evacuated. They were participating in a ceremony at the Nevada State Veterans Memorial to honor 9/11 victims as part of a nationwide tour ahead of the 20th anniversary of the attacks. It's unclear what the item was, but authorities have since deemed the area safe, and an investigation is continuing. The midweek closure schedule, which has been in place since October of last year, is about to end at Encore on the Las Vegas Strip. Wynn Resorts officials say that the Encore will reopen its hotel and casino 7 days a week beginning April 8th, but all other amenities, including restaurants and the spa at the Encore, will be open with revised schedules. Up-to-date schedules and operating hours can be found at WynnLasVegas.com. For the first weekend of March Madness, some of the busiest on the Strip since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, the weekend's hotel room rates may be a sign of things just might get busier. Excalibur charged $139 a night on Saturday. Hotels.com reports this coming week it's $238 for the weekend.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And look for reduced speeds on Interstate 15 through the resort area. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour through there. Lane restrictions, that's causing delays. Interstate 11 northbound, that's at Greenway. And overnight road work on US 95 southbound, that's at Centennial Center. The on and off ramps close at 8 p.m.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local. Want to thank Pat Casale for filling in yesterday as I had a little extra vacation time to burn off, and I did. America is under siege from behind our own lines. A sinister and a radical left is systematically dismantling the very principles upon which America was founded, that is individual liberty, sacred freedoms, equality for all. Governor Scott Walker, the new president of Young America's Foundation, is fighting back with a bold new plan that will reverberate for generations to come. I first met Scott Walker at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, and I interviewed him. He was charming. He was thought-provoking, and he is a governor who has done exactly as promised. He has not only campaigned on issues, he has fulfilled issues. Governor Scott Walker joins us. Governor, it's been a while. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I want to ask you about the long game. That is the bold new program that that you are initiating. Tell me how you came up with it. What is it designed to do?
Yeah, you know, I've been a longtime supporter, along with my wife, of Young America's Foundation. But up until recently, I was an admirer. I just became the new president. And part of the reason why I was willing to take the offer from the board was I said, I love what you guys do, but if I'm your fit, I want to do it like 1,000 times bolder. And by that, I mean they do really powerful things. They provide the largest group of conservative speakers on campuses in America. They're on 2,000 campuses where they support conservative students. All that's great, but that's not enough, because the left has been at it for decades, all the way back to Saul Alinsky back in the 60s. And they're kicking our butt, not only on campus, but increasingly in culture and in communications with all the censorship from big tech. And we can't sit by the wayside. We got to have a plan that doesn't just win the battles of the day. We got to have a plan that wins the war for the heart and soul of our republic. And that's what the long game's all about.
Again, Governor Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, a guy that promised he would change things in the state of Wisconsin. He got the majority. He was in office, and he changed things. Unlike what we did here in Nevada, where we took control of all the constitutional offices, and invariably we passed the largest tax increase in the state's history. Tell me how you did that. How did you accomplish that?
Well, from the day we started running, and we encouraged all the other conservative candidates running with us to focus on the core things. It was back then, it was an economic and fiscal crisis we faced. And from the day I took the oath of office, called a special session, brought people in, we knew in a blue state like Wisconsin, which we temporarily turned purple, we may not have another chance. So we put in place reforms that I'm happy to say are still intact today, not only changing unions and collective bargaining, putting power back in the hands of the hardworking taxpayers and the people they elect. But also, you talk about taxes. We cut taxes more than $13 billion. Property and income taxes were less when we left than before we started. We did statewide school choice. We got rid of seniority and tenure, meaning schools can put the best and the brightest in the classroom without regard to seniority or tenure. We made massive reforms, stood up for pro-life protection of the unborn and the innocent. We passed Castle Doctrine, concealed carry, photo ID to vote. We did just about every major conservative reform in the nation in a state that was once the state that led the country in progressive thought. We showed that truly being progressive is moving forward, not backward. And that's what we need. We need leaders who are emboldened to go out and do the right thing. And it starts with our young people, which is exactly why I'm at YAF today.
I want to ask you about the long game, because it is an ambitious 12-point action plan. Can you give me some of the highlights, what this would look like?
Yeah, good example. So we're on, like I say, we support students at more than 2,000 campuses, but there's over 4,000 nationwide. We want to be on every one of them. We want to double what we're doing right now. We want to be not only in undergraduate programs, we want to be in two-year associate degree programs, because we know people working for their degrees there are oftentimes the most practical, smartest people that are going right into the workforce. We want to get to them sooner. We want to go not only in college and the high school, but we got to start at the junior high. And even in some ways, the pushback against the radical indoctrination efforts of the left, which are starting, sadly, even in elementary school. We're going to provide materials for elementary school parents and students to learn about the founding principles, to learn about the founders of this country, to be reminded of our Judeo-Christian values, and to get back to those things, to counter things like the 1619 Project and all the other crap we hear from the left about how bad America is. America is a wonderful country. It's why more than 1 million people every year legally immigrate to this nation, because no other place in the world offers the kind of freedom and opportunities we do in this great nation.
The thing I admire most about you, and I've done it mostly from afar other than our Corley Ranch encounter, and that is you took on the unions. And the unions camped out in your capital, and they protested, and you went right at them, and you won. If you're going to do what you want to do with the long game, you're going to have to take on the teachers' unions. We've seen how reopening our school has been impossible because the teachers' unions won't let us. Can you talk a little bit about your ability to deal with the unions? Can you do it again with the long game?
Absolutely, and it's got to be a part of the mix. I hope America has woke up, particularly, I would say more than anybody, blue-collar America, the men and women like my brother and sister-in-law, who've been working since the very start of this pandemic. One's at Home Depot, the other is the manager of a convenience store chain in my state in Wisconsin. They are like so many other hardworking Americans. They didn't have the option to stay home. They can't pay the bills. They can't make the mortgage. They can't do any of those things across this country, particularly when their kids aren't in school out there. And so I think working class Americans and the children in those families are someone we need to reach out to and say, hey, the left made it harder for you. The power-hungry mayors and governors across this nation who didn't just provide safety tips, who took it much further than it ever had to be, they are the ones causing the problem. And along the way, their political allies, the big government teachers, union bosses, not the teachers. Most teachers we know want to be in the classroom. They're sick and tired of Zoom. They know they're not connecting with their kids. You see it in Las Vegas. You see the suicide rates going up. There are real problems all across this nation, and we need to say once and for all, you're not an essential worker if you can't show up when it's essential, that the people of America should be driving the agenda, not the special interest. And I think now is probably as big of a wake-up call as we're ever going to have, not only in terms of politics, but in terms of particularly this generation who's been missing from school, who desperately wants to get back in the classroom, not just for their education, but for social interaction and just the healthiness of being a young person interacting with fellow students. They need to know that we're the ones that stand with them. The other ones stand with the union bosses, and it's about as clear a contrast as you're ever going to get.
I want to ask you about what's going on in our country right now. We are a nation divided. How do you know, we saw, you know, 74 million people vote for Donald Trump. We saw 80 plus million people vote for Joe Biden. And I guess my question is, how do we get back to a nation not divided, but a nation together?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan gave this warning. He was such a brilliant guy. I, of course, came of age under Reagan and an optimist as much as a conservative, both because of him. But I look at this and I say it's a wake-up call. He warned us back in his farewell address 32 years ago this past January that we needed to go back to teaching basic American history and reunite civic ritual. Why I say that's important is when we saw a month or two ago the owner of the Dallas Mavericks say that he wasn't going to have the national anthem anymore. I said that was such an affront to me because I don't know about you and your listeners, but as a kid, I remember growing up and my parents, and particularly the guy down the block from us who was both a World War One and a World War Two veteran, people like him and my parents taught us to stand for the flag, to put our hand over our heart, to sing the national anthem. And it didn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, rich or poor, black or white, didn't matter your race or anything else out there. Those were the things that all Americans embraced. We may have our difference of opinions. We may debate over issues. Some may be more right than others. But in the end, there were common threads that brought all of us as Americans together. The left, I would argue today, is trying to divide us. The media and others like to say conservatives are divisive. Look at the facts the other way around. The left wants to divide people up, to pit one group against another. You don't agree with them, you're racist or sexist or transphobic. The bottom line is, no, we want every American to do better. We love this country. We love our families. We want not only our families to do well, we want everyone's family to do well. And we're not pitting one group against the other. The other side is doing that. And we've got to tell that message. And we've got to be happy warriors like Reagan was. Be committed. Be, you know, that doesn't mean being happy and positive doesn't mean being weak or moderate. It means having a clear, bold plan going forward, but being happy about it and sharing with people why you want them to benefit from all the great things in this country as well. The left is trying to tell us our founders are racist, the country's bad. people around the world are telling us just the opposite. They love America. In many cases, will do almost anything to get here. We need to find a way to embrace that message and find ways for people legally to come here, not the crisis we see on the border. But we need to tell that message over and over again, particularly to our young people, and start sooner and sooner and sooner. Because if we wait till they're in college, it's too late. That's why we're doing the long game, which, by the way, if people want to get a copy of it, you can get it totally free, yaf.org/long game.
You stole a later question, but that's okay. I got to ask you, and again, Governor Scott Walker joining us, former governor of Wisconsin. News of the day, everybody talking about the tragedy in Boulder, Colorado last night. And I'm curious, it took about a nanosecond for Chuck Schumer, for the president, to pivot to gun control. Where are we on gun control? Everybody said Newtown would change things. Then they said, you know, this latest, you know, Atlanta will change things. All these tragedies, and yet nothing really has changed relative to gun control. Where do you see us heading?
Well, first off, sadly, what we've seen in the last 48 hours, less than that, last day or so, has been exactly what I'm talking about, that they immediately rushed to judgment. There was a push, assuming this was a white supremacist. Of course, that's not the case. We see the facts out there that somehow, you know, it was because of the NRA or anybody else. The bottom line is there's evil in this world. We've got to find a way to fight it. We should all be united in trying to push back against it. And we should find common bonds of things we can deal with. I don't know why Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, can't do more to try and weed out folks, whether it's this person, this alleged shooter or not, was in this case. But increasingly, we see this around the nation, around the world. That particularly this last year, with all the depression, everything else going on, that helped treat people with mental illness, helped deal with the stigma. Beyond that, though, I think, again, the more we learn, the more it also suggests that we need to make sure we know who's coming into this country and where they're coming from. Those are also important elements along the way. If we do those things, if we clamp down on criminals, let's just not overreact in the way that we make the vast majority of law-abiding citizens in this country who, you know, if they have a firearm like I do, I've got multiple firearms, want it to either go hunting or protect myself, my family, and my property. Let's not make those guys the bad guys. Let's focus on the folks who need our help, who need our attention. And for those who are going to use firearms to commit criminal acts, let's find them early. Let's be aggressive. Let's put them away and keep our society safe.
So tell me what happens with the long game. You'll be on these, what, 4,000 campuses? Is that the kind of outreach you're talking about?
Yeah, we want to be on every campus. We want to be in every state. We want to have more speakers, more programs, more partnerships. It's not all about just our YAF chapters. We're going to work with other groups like College Republicans, Students for Life, any other conservative group on campus, whether it's youth-based or not. We're going to find as many partners as we can because, you know, the left finds a way to get it done. We need to make sure there isn't battles amongst organizations. Instead, say we're going to work together to make sure our young people have access to the truth. We know the truth is on our side. We know the facts stack up against those of the opposition. And we know that if we tell people, again, about a message that doesn't change in front of different audiences, our message doesn't matter what group, what age, what ethnicity. Our message is about hope and opportunity for everyone. We put our faith in the people. The other side puts their faith in the government. The more we can tell that message, the sooner we can start with that message. So it really is a 12-point action plan. More information, more materials, more help, more training, more campuses, even simple things like this. So, for example, many people would be surprised to know that the number one way young people get their information is through something called YouTube. We posted information on YouTube during this pandemic and have had a tremendous response because the good news is young people want substance. They don't just want a quick flash in the pan. They want to listen to speakers, and more importantly, they want to listen to speakers, particularly those that we have on campus, take tough questions from liberals and answer them responsibly and reasonably and with good logic and good emotion. And we've done that, and we've seen it skyrocket. I want over the next few years as part of our long game plan to actually have 5 million subscribers on our YouTube station, which is YAF TV, and I want to have 1 billion, that's 1 billion with a B, views of that content, because we know young people are hungry for the truth. They're hungry for substance. We want to give it to them. That's just one of the 12 points that we have in this 12-point action plan that's going to help us restore the republic. And we start with young people and doing it.
Again, Governor Scott Walker joining us, a Young America's Foundation new president, and the long game. You got to check this out. It's about our future. It's about our kids. It's about college students. I got to ask you, though, because a lot of people will say you'll never make it onto college campuses. They won't let you. They won't let you speak. Do you expect blowback, brushback from Antifa and some of these other groups?
Oh yeah, we do, and we're ready. That's one of the great things about the battles I went through. You know, we took on the challenges we took on. There may be moderation in terms of my style, but there's not in terms of substance. And so we fought back, even though we had a calm and steady pace. As you know, we took on the union bosses and all the liberal groups. They tried to recall us. They sent 100,000 protesters in to occupy our Capitol. In fact, the Occupy movement started on my street, not on Wall Street. And we know how to win. We didn't just take them on. We won. We're going to do the same. Young America's Foundation has had a consistent track record of pushing back against protesters and rioters, and in some cases, even college administrators and student government leaders who try to prevent our students and our speakers from being on campus. Probably one of our most successful recent victories, most notable, I should say, is at UC Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley. We wanted to bring Ben Shapiro on campus. He's been a frequent speaker for us, started out with us in 2013. The university effectively blocked it by saying, you could only have an event before 3 in the afternoon. You couldn't advertise. And they put these massive security fees on that were about 3 times what they put on typical liberal groups. We fought back. We won in court. They had to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. But most importantly, they had to pull back on their bogus policies that were aimed at preventing conservative voices from being heard on campus. And now even at UC Berkeley, we're able to bring conservatives on campus. If we can win there, we will win anywhere. And my first instinct isn't to go to court, isn't to use lawyers, but we have the Constitution on our side. We will use the force of the Constitution to guarantee not just our students, but any conservative student is able to speak out and bring conservative voices on the campus, because we know we can win when people hear it.
I need a 30-second answer. You want to run for president again?
I am a quarter century younger than Joe Biden. I got plenty of time, but we will never win Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, states like that, unless we get the young generation turned around. That's why my commitment, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, is with that. We'll see what God's plan is in the future after that.
Governor Scott Walker, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk again soon. Good luck.
God bless.
There you go, Governor Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin. He is a guy that took on the unions and won. Not once, but twice and 3 times. This guy is amazing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Good to be back on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Newmail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with Newmail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas